Reason and Madness, from 1714 to 1837. Quotations from Sharing Worlds by Rosanna Brancaleone and Domenico Bracciodieta, editori La Terza. Read by Maria Grazia Tundo. Changes. This period covers two cultural phases, the Augustan and the Romantic Age, each closely connected with radical and dramatic changes in politics, economy, society and the way of life. The Augustan Age can be approximately dated between 1720 and 1760 and was named after Emperor Augustus' epoch, which was marked by glory, fame, formal perfection, elegance and the patronage of arts. Similarly, England experienced an atmosphere of glory and fame due to colonial expansion and the opulence it produced at home. And this was the beginning of the empire to be. Artists and writers, in their turn, considered themselves as the spokesmen of this society in rapid expansion, but also in need of being anchored to some values which were recognizable and accepted by everyone. Those values were common sense, decorum, reason, formal elegance, balance and order. Totally opposed to the preceding Augustan age, the Romantic period, which expressed itself through imagination, individualism and freedom, and it conventionally starts in 1798 with the publication of the Lyrical Ballads, written by the poets Wordsworth and Coleridge, and ends with the accession of Queen Victoria to the throne of England in 1837. The word romantic, used to define the artistic movement, was from then on connected with one's emotions and feelings, reflecting the new spirit of the age. In the first period, the word change meant revolution. The Industrial Revolution at home, the American Revolution in the overseas colonies, and the French Revolution just across the channel. And all of them were to have a notable influence on the cultural attitude of the years to come. The complacent atmosphere of the Augustan age led the people from the wealthy middle class to invest their money in the support of progress that, together with the application of the new scientific method, brought to a number of inventions whose main aim was to free men from labor as much as possible. This resulted in an unprecedented transformation of the means of production, which deeply affected the life of the country and was defined as the Industrial Revolution. The economic changes connected with the Industrial Revolution, which turned England from an agricultural into an industrialized country, mostly benefited the middle class, who had by now developed a great ability in managing either business or the markets. Led by a mercantilist view of life, which considered success and achievement as its main target, supported by an unshakable faith in their own values, proud and self-conscious, the rich middle-class men fostered a social revolution too, in which their energy and industry, confronted with the complacency and the passiveness of the declining aristocracy, gave them a preeminent role in the life of the country. This positive aspect of the industrialization didn't affect everybody in the same way. On the contrary, it contributed to the creation of a society divided between capital and labor. That is a society in which, side by side with the wealthy middle class, masses of unemployed, exploited or derelict people coexisted. Of course, the French Revolution influenced England, but more than this, Napoleonic Wars created a situation of instability that almost inevitably worsened the condition of the workers. The years that followed were characterized by social unrest, inflation, and unemployment. And so the workers attempt to organize themselves into unions. Or when the law forbade even their peaceful meetings, they began attacking factories and destroying machines. And these were the so-called Luddist riots. But little by little, the situation improved, and some laws were passed, which improved the social situation.